Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John, chapter 12, verses 46 through verse 50, and the Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. John, the 12th chapter. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words, has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment, what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me. If you ever played a game of telephone, you know that things can go off the rails pretty quickly. And you know the game, perhaps you've played it as a child, where the person who starts whispers a phrase into their neighbor's ear. On it goes until, you know, of course, they tell their neighbor, and they tell their neighbor, and it goes until the end. And the last person stands up, maybe, and repeats out loud what they heard. It can be comical, especially with young children or the hard of hearing. It may not take long for the sky is blue to change to this guy is huge, right? There's too many points at which mistakes can be made. Hearing, accents, language, enunciation, the speed with which we say something, and not to mention, of course, the occasional sabotage, perhaps, to liven up the game. Aside from the fun of it, it's a simple reminder that communication is hard, that listening and speaking clearly are important. And yet, even if two people say the same thing, it doesn't guarantee that they actually mean the same thing. The English language is full of what seem like inconsistencies and quirks, or words that, like homonyms, right? Words that sound the same but are entirely different. Words that may be even spelled the same but have entirely different meanings. So context matters, as well as knowing the person who said it. And even then, a listener may come away with something different than the speaker intended, like trains passing in the night. So what does this have to do with our reading this morning? What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me. See, some would like to categorize the scriptures into the realm of uncertainty, as if Jesus and the Father are just two ordinary people having a conversation with the potential for misunderstanding, or that the written word has undergone change after change after change, like some kind of game of written telephone, subject to scribal errors with a myriad of meanings. And yet the facts simply don't support those assertions. Thousands of copies of the scriptures from thousands of years ago have been discovered, and scholars will tell you what we have today is virtually unchanged from those oldest manuscripts. The so-called scribal errors that have been discovered consist almost entirely of misspellings or changes between a definite and indefinite article, none of which alter the meaning of the text in significant ways. And in the end, Scripture has not been broken. And what of Jesus? What of Jesus and the Father? Did he misunderstand the Father? This is even less likely, isn't it? They're even closer than your right and your left brain. I and the Father are one. Whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. They are distinct in person, and yet one God, united. Glory equal, majesty co-eternal, one substance, one will, very God of very God. Thus, there is no telephone here either. Jesus and the Father are one, light of light. And that light has come into the world, and that light is the life of men. He made the world, and yet the world did not know him. His own people despised and rejected him and put him to death. But that death was a death that could not hold him. Thus he lives and he reigns to all eternity, seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And you who have been born not of blood, but from above, you have seen him. You who have been baptized and believe in him have been grafted into his holy family, rightful heirs to the kingdom. And though you once sat in darkness, it is no more. Upon you, a marvelous light has dawned in the person and the work of Jesus Christ. You have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Even now, you hear his unchanging word. And though the voice sounds different than yesterday, and it will sound different again on Sunday and again on Monday in this place, the word is the same, life-giving, hope-springing. The word with which all men will be judged scatters the darkness and pierces to the innermost being. Now, there are times, I suspect the same is true for you as it is for me, there are times when we, like Adam before us, would cling to the fleeting pleasures of sin, and we would seek to hide them from God, when we would conceal them under a makeshift cover. And yet, what power does darkness have over light? It has none. Repent. The word with which all men are judged scatters the darkness so that your sin would not be brought to light for all to see, but that it would be put away as far as the east is from the west. The word enlightens your heart and it illumines your path. This light, the morning star, seeks and it finds. It leaves no stone unturned, so that you, who were not even counted among the lost sheep of Israel, so that you are brought into the fold and counted as a part of his very flock. You, sons and daughters of the King, whom heavenly hosts in glory sing, this day the grave has lost its sting. For the word which dwelt among us has risen from the dead. Alleluia, eternal life is yours. Now Christ goes with us all the way, today, tomorrow, every day. His love is never ending. Sing out, ring out, jubilation, exaltation, tell the story. Great is he, the King of glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.